Gusto. Hey, yo, Gusto. Hey, yo, Gusto. Hey, yo, 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 yo.
We are here. Look, I'm Javon Bibbs, man. Me, Ted, Daryl, and DJ Reminisce. We just got done watching the video, man. I've never seen no shit like this before in my life on Earth. It's pretty gruesome. A lady who had her head from the drug cartel, that she's captured by the drug cartel in Mexico. That's the headline I saw. And the guy just chopped her head off with a knife. What the fuck?
Tragic, dude.
And like, matter of fact, before we go talking about this, I'm Javon Bibbs.
I'm Ted Simpson.
I'm Daryl Frierson, as always.
And we got the sound engineer, the master.
DJ Reminisce.
Yeah,
Reminisce got his own mic now.
Yeah, man.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you now,
Ted. Reminisce got his own mic. Look here, man. That was a tragic thing, though, man. Like, dude, man, like, and it made me feel like I feel different if it was a dude, though. Maybe I may be different, but it was a chick that she wasn't ugly either, though.
Man, it wasn't a point, man. He took her,
that makes it better.
He chopped her.
If they had fucking decapitated
Grace Jones, I'd have been more comfortable with it.
Not me.
No, if it was Grace Jones, nah. Javon, you've been like, you know what, I ain't tripping.
Nah,
man.
Dude, cut with the way off. He cut her head, oh.
Like, it wasn't a clean cut either, though.
Dude, how are you able to stomach, how would you be able to stomach something like that, dude? If I barely nick your neck, I'm like, all right, never mind, I can't do the rest of it. Oh, for real, here, get her a mandate. I know I can't cut her head off, man.
No, he nicked her neck more than that.
Dude, he dug in her neck with a knife, spun it around, cut the back, wasn't it, dude? Dude. What kind of people is Earth raising?
It's been around, dog.
We might need to go ahead and just end Earth right now. Just
not end Earth, end us, nigga. This is the darkness of humanity, man. You know,
I'm saying, look, we need change when this kind of stuff happening, man. I'm sure it's been happening for a while, but now they putting it online and stuff, dude.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw it, actually, I have seen a video like that before. But this last video about the guy cutting the chick head off, man, I saw a post on Facebook about it. I didn't click on it. I don't want to see that shit. But today, this is my first day really seeing the video. I had to build the courage up to even witness something like that. But I think, like, the way the internet is right now, it's desensitizing people, man. Like, people not even going to be sensitive to that stuff no more. And I think it's crazy. It's going to make it crazy for people in general. If you can sit there and watch somebody get their head cut off, and go to the next video. You know how many killers that the internet is finna breed now? People gonna be making these kind of videos all the time now, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Doug. I just think it's just one of those things. Like, if you live in that side of life, you know, you can deal with it. It's like,
Teddy, he cut her head off.
Know, hey, man, but you hear about that shit all the time in Mexico.
And he held the head up to the camera like how Scorpion used to do your head on Mortal Kombat, dog.
Fear tactic, dog. That's what they do.
I'm scared. I don't want to sell drugs. I'd rather work at White Castle or McDonald's where I can keep my head.
Get your money honestly.
Well, hopefully they got that in Mexico, guys.
Dude, that's crazy. Dude, look here. They couldn't even offer me no job in no type of cartel. I'm like, hold on. Ain't that where they cut your head off?
I don't think it's an offer, bro. I think they can tell you what to do. They're like, yo, go drop these drugs off. You going to tell them no?
I'm absolutely going to drop the drugs off. But after I drop them off, I'm gonna be like, man, some niggas kidnapped me or something. I'm gonna be, I have to make up something to where I can get away, please. Or I'm gonna get locked up on my own. No, damn, you can't escape it, dog.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not as simple. Like, yeah, that's a first world problem. You could just, you know what? I'm not gonna sell drugs. I'm gonna go work at this gas station.
Dude,
if you live in an impoverished neighborhood, niggas was like, yo, you can get this money. You can go feed your family. Just shut the fuck up. I mean, dude, they did her like that for snitching. So just imagine what she would do. Like, if it's a blown assignment or you lose some motherfucking money or drugs of theirs.
They said she was snitching, though.
I'm saying, but just imagine if they. So what's worse? You get snitched on or it's a bad drop and you lose the drugs?
I would say snitching is worse. I would say snitching is way worse.
They say that snitches get stitches, but not there. You can't stitch that
snitches
up.
Snitches lose heads.
You can't stitch that up. Unless they for the funeral, that was, put their head back on.
That's depressing, man.
Dude, the eyes.
I ain't been feeling right, man. For seeing.
Dude, I'm not feeling right either.
And it's another video. You talking about what was the other video you said, Javon?
Man, the ice pick video. That I have never watched that, but I read the
description.
The write up on it. Man, what in the world are people thinking? Okay, now just to describe what. This one, what they say, one lunatic with an ice pick. That's what they say. You type in online, and you should be able to watch this video. It's a snuff film. And I just read it. I don't want to see this shit, but I did read. And even reading it, man, it was so graphic. It's like, why would you even want to watch? I was reading it, and I had to stop reading it at a certain point. It was that bad. Man, they said that basically a guy has a guy tied up in a room, on a bed or on something, has him tied up, and he comes, you know, the room is kind of lit up, but then he comes in the room and he actually, the guy's naked, and this is what I'm reading, and say that the guy that's tied up, you know, the guy that, you know, just captured him has an ice pick, and then he hits him in the stomach with it, boom, 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 stabs him in the stomach, cuts his arms off, legs off, well, slits his throat, and this is a real video, cuts his arms off and something else like legs or something, cut that off. And then like ate part of the guy's face. Then he turned the guy over and started hitting him from the back.
That's the worst.
I'm talking about, man. That's disgusting, wounds,
though, man. I'm halfway dead and you gonna fuck me too,
dude.
I ain't no halfway. You already dead.
No, but your
no. If you got all your legs cut off though, and your arms and legs cut off, you could be still alive.
He decapitated him, right?
No, I think they just said his arms and legs, right?
They slit his throat?
Well, Teddy, how about Teddy watch the video and then tell us? Because I'm not going
to
watch
this shit.
So
you said he slit his throat, though, but I could be halfway alive or getting fucked in the ass, basically, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's like that, then yes, it's a possibility.
Why is that even a possibility?
Man, I'm going to just say this, man. I can't. Yeah. Stuff like that.
This shit's horrible, dog.
Just like let me watch The Walking Dead, where I know that the dead people, it's fake makeup. This new shit they doing now, man. I don't know what the hell got into
the internet.
I'm just
saying, like, that's even. You must really dislike a motherfucker to put them all through this sort of pain, and then
you must have snitched on. You must have snitched on their great grandma, and that's why they poor. Well, man, dude, that was real trauma.
Can we go into a Kirk Franklin segment after this and just talk about church?
What's the song by Donnie McCurkle? No, we fall down, but we get up. But he don't get up. He don't get up and she don't get up.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious.
Well, look, man. Again, I'm Javon Bibbs, and I want to say thank y'all for listening.
We appreciate it, man. Like,
we happy to be here.
We were number two on Podbeam this week, though, for top comedy podcast, man.
Wowzers.
Number two.
That's pretty dope.
That's the world. That's the world, Craig. The world.
The world.
Number two on Podbean.
And like I say, man, at this point in my life, I'm really depressed.
And I think we still
not. Just keep going, man. I've never seen no shit like that. Keep going. I'm listening.
No. Number one, no. Them motherfuckers go like 6 weeks. I looked at their thing, though. They come out of the show like 6 days a week. So I don't think that's not fair, though, because they have more downloads than us. Because they do six shows a week.
I mean, you know.
Well, guess what we got to do?
If we do two shows a week, we'll beat them.
We got to go. I mean, you know, it's all about schedule.
We need strippers in here or something, though, for reminisce, though. Cause he people. Now look here, man. People are upset at us of these shows backed up in the reservoir. Do we have somebody hitting us up? I look here. I am down straight out of low cash. What's going on? My work week's fucked up because of y'all. I will show you the tweet.
We fucking up niggas.
No,
we
I had, up niggas we had five, six people tweet us mad as a motherfucker on Monday, Tuesday morning.
About what?
About our show not being up on time.
Well, that's good, man. And look, I'm so
we apologize. We're going to try to be more professional.
No, we take it all as together.
Look okay, I'm going to tell y'all what happened, man. Last week, we was all riding together. And we didn't know that Teddy was going to do this, but he actually jumped out and tried to hijack a pink oil moisturizer truck. Now,
yeah, you know they're driving around a lot in the neighborhood.
Right, so what happened was when Teddy done that, I'm in the car with him. He jumped out. He took the car keys. He got caught in the act of doing it. Police, you know, arrested us. I had explained it to the officer. You know, I don't even use pink oil. I almost tried to. I don't handle her. He was like, okay, I understand, man. You good, man. He was like, and since this is his first time doing it, because, you know, pink oil almost tried to do be smelling good. I understand why he'd want to steal it.
And Teddy shit looked like on point, didn't it?
He said, I'm just late. Y'all going to be in jail for this weekend. I'll let y'all out on Monday. I said, all right, thank you, man. And then he said, but if I see that guy right there, what's his name with the turtleneck on? I said, Daryl. He said, if I see him wearing a turtleneck again, I'm going to have to arrest him for a month. So
why he got to do me for a turtleneck, though?
I don't know, man. You got to go talk to the officer. But luckily, we all out, man. And we weren't able to record that weekend. And, you know, but we here now. That's what it's about.
Yeah, we all
That's
good.
What it's about.
Appreciate everybody donating. Keep donating at straightooc.podbean.com. Yes, keep subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher. We have two emails. Hold on. Let me get into my
thing. They're not cussing us out, are they?
One is cussing us out, though. Okay. I'm not going to read that one, then. Because one of was like...
What are they cussing us out about?
Because the show wasn't up a long time.
I'll read that one.
Michael Batista wants to talk about the top 10 worst MCs, though. I want to keep that. I want to give another week on that since we were slow.
All right.
Okay.
Another week on the 10 worst MCs.
What does he have? Who does he have?
Okay, this is from our man Michael Batista. He has Drag On.
Okay.
Rim said all. Emil. Silk.
Yeah, we knew that was going to be on there.
Serve On.
Mr. Serve On.
Harlem World. The whole crew. He ain't exclude Mace.
Come on, man. You can't say Mace.
Mace he ain't nice say. He just said Harlem World. Okay. So I don't know. Even with Mace, they couldn't get but yeah, me and one of the wackies. I'm thinking. Mm. Junior Mafia.
Lil C's.
Outside of Lil' Kim and fucking Notorious Big, this is a very good point he makes.
Why don't you just say Lil' C's then?
No, outside of Lil' Kim, Lil' C's written by Biggie.
No, Lil' C's verse wasn't written by
Biggie. Yes, he was. He admits it.
Hell no.
No, he was on. No, I listened to a podcast that was on like a year ago. He said, Biggie wrote all my lyrics till he died.
So he still sucked with Biggie writing this? So just,
yeah.
That's free.
Biggie was just high, maybe. You know, I do. It ain't your lyrics. You like, well, shit. You know,
I mean, ain't no motherfucking difference.
Simpers, I mean, shit. It's Biggie lyrics, shit. Bizarre of D12.
Yeah, we knew that.
Tony Yayo.
Of course, we put that out there.
Trina.
Not sure if I agree with that one.
Trina's.
I'm gonna say she's awesome, but I think there's whacker rappers and like Country Black not on here.
Country Black is not on here though. His last one is Memphis Bleak. Which is the number one weed carrier of all time, though. Memphis Bleak is, though. But Memphis Bleak has some dope songs, though. That Round Here was dope. Yeah, with him, with Trick
Here.
Daddy and T.I.
Mm-hmm.
Is That Your Bitch? Even though that's Jay-Z's song originally.
That's Jay-Z's song, so.
Even though he's dissing my homeboy Nas, My Mind Right was a pretty dope song. I got my mind right, write it right, ready for war. Myth Bleak is murder. So
that verse still didn't give me amp, but keep it going. Well, you gotta say it like you wanted us to be like, oh yeah,
so,
you're right.
Wait, go to the other email. Let's take a look at the other email real quick.
Let's go back. My man Micah Akima, though, he wants to talk about the prostitute pepper sprays 14-year-old to get his paper, though. That's something that we'll definitely that. We'll save that though. Mike, we're going to bring it on next week, though. We got a special guest next week. So we're going to save that for our special guest next week. And I'm sure they have something about the 14-year-old pepper spray. He got pepper sprayed by the prostitute. She stole all his money in his piggy bank. I read his article, though, before, though.
I think our special guest, they probably, I think they touring right now.
Yeah. But remember he told us, though, if you go international, though, you get fucked up.
Where's the one cousin?
Hold up. I think he sent us a lot, though. Hold up. I might delete it on accident. Shit. Hold on. My bad. Let's just go. Call us on our voicemail.
Call
Yeah, get the housekeeping out of the way.
Yeah, let's get the housekeeping because people emails about that. All these emails here are talking about why we don't talk about our voicemail. We do have a voicemail though. I appreciate everybody that voicemailed us and everything. Shout out to Chi-Town, Cali,
Chi-Town.
And I think it was Virginia though. Sweetheart from Virginia and everything that shouted us out on those voicemails we had previously.
Virginia, Chi-Town, Detroit. LA, everybody. I'm just starting naming city. I don't know who all hit us up, but we appreciate everybody that listens. And that's what. So go ahead, Daryl. Give me the phone number.
Yeah. Let's go on the show notes. The voicemail will be on the show notes. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties
trying to pull up.
Yeah, we on. Lord Jesus, hope it works though for the second segment.
No, it will.
All right, so let's go into it though. $10,000 worth of chicken wings.
Chicken
stole.
Good though, man. Chicken is very good, and I understand where they're coming from. Keep it going. Let our audience know what happened.
You might have to chill on that for a minute.
I'm out of the wait.
Yeah, because the internet is
just in general.
It's $10,000 though. He was trying to flip it, trying to do his thing. You know,
somebody
because the other one was $60,000 though, right? For the ones that Tyson wings was $60,000,
like $70,000, yeah. Some guy that stole like $70,000 worth of wings, $60,000 worth of chicken wings.
Is there a major event coming up? Memorial Day. There you go. There's a barbecue. Same shit.
Yeah, Memorial Day was the one that.
What if he was like, nah, bro, I'm still need early. This for Labor Day.
I'm trying to get
in. Throw these in the freezer.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I'm thinking that's like pretty a risky number of wings, breasts to just steal,
breasts
like that. I mean, if you stole 3, 4, 5, even maybe even if you stole 10 breasts, chicken breasts, it's a chance that you know they won't notice it.
He kind of looked like a dope dealer that he kind of fell off.
So what do you do when you go bad and selling birds?
I'm gonna read a little bit of article. A Bloomfield man is due in court on allegations he stole about $10,000 worth of chicken wings, other meat from a South Windsor company where he worked.
Chicken show is good.
43-year-old Boris Delizier. He had a white name too, Boris
Delizier.
Is scheduled to be arraigned on first-degree larceny charge Thursday in Manchester Superior Court. He is arrested. He was arrested last week in connection with the reported thefts last year at County Distributors, a wholesale meat company off Raw 5.
Chicken show is good.
but I give him props though. He was on his own for that $10,000 though. The other dudes was in the crew though. Other dudes in the Tyson for $10,000, it was in a crew. It was a group of them.
That's true.
Yeah, he did $10,000 on his dolo. Hey. I wonder nobody going to find that about him.
Hey, nah. Go ahead, here we go. That's stupid. Hey, I'm going to quit playing like that, man. Somebody going to get offended. Hey, man, who is that? What the fuck did that motherfucker sound bite?
Hey, somebody, that's a straight out low-cast sound bite.
What that?
Chicken show is good.
Where is the batter?
It's the batter.
Was that grease hot?
What's even funnier though, man? Today I was at elementary school speaking on.
It's your ear good.
Hey, somebody would get totally offended.
If it
was just, I'm talking about a quiet room, everybody was at dinner eating. Everybody at a wedding eating all this. So you just hear somebody.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This chicken is so, my God.
Is it honey mustard?
Dude.
Nigga don't even know what Dijon mean.
Is this honey? This is my house mustard?
This is my.
What y'all eating for supper?
Hey, dog. I'm a good player out there, man.
How come y'all didn't ring the bell?
I don't know, man.
Nah, man, we quit playing for real.
Shit,
man. This boy stole $10,000
worth of chicken.
They didn't retrieve the chicken. They didn't retrieve
the chicken. I still
taste
the feathers.
They didn't retrieve the chicken, though.
Wow. He got that shit off.
He sold the London Sons.
Yeah, he probably did.
Chicken good.
Little Chicken Shack.
And what'd he say?
Show it to Little Chicken Shack.
And what'd he say? What'd he say when he got the chicken, Javon?
Chicken show is good.
Hey, that's the name of the show.
I'm gonna quit playing like that, dog.
The chicken show is good. That's the name of the show.
The chicken show is good.
Dude, that's stupid.
Man,
y'all stupid.
Before we get
into
more topics, though, I was at a school speaking today, though.
Right.
And I met.
What's the name of the school?
Barack Obama Elementary.
Shout out to Barack Obama.
In the middle of the hood, for real, hard body in the middle of the hood.
Yeah, pile on. Pile on to the heart.
Javon getting calls in the middle of the show. Yeah. But okay, so.
Niggas is fucking up today.
Man, we just all fucked up. So. We ain't gonna be in top five this week. This for this week's show though that comes out.
Our expectations are low. Yeah. That's fine.
I think it's gonna just decrease off the top though. So I was there and everything, and we had rotations with people and everything for different people presenting to the kids.
Right.
So I'm there presenting everything about Stroud, low cash, my writing, you know, day job, all that good shit. And so I'm talking, and then the girl from KNG, remember we prank KNG?
Yeah.
If you go to episode, I think it's 28, 29, we pranked them, though. Earl Jackson.
Pile on to the heart.
He said that he's bringing his dead body brother up there, though, to get fitted.
Said his brother died, and he had to go.
And so I was laughing. She's like, so what's so funny, though, and everything. I was like, you know what, I owe you, though. I got to get you a free ticket for the comedy show. Cause I kind of
that was us.
Yeah, and she was like, "Oh my god, we were talking about that in our meetings, though, hoping this old guy didn't show up though with his brother's dead body." And I was like, "Damn, man, that was us. That was me. I'm sorry." She's like, "Y'all were good, y'all had our managers all, you know, like trying to figure out what was going on and what was." Yeah, right. I'm like, I'm sorry.
You got a access panel for the handicap so we can roll this casket up.
Yeah. But more, a little bit more housekeeping. We're going to get into some hard body topics, though. StraightOC@gmail.com. More emails, the better. We got some more emails from 5 minutes. More emails coming up in a little, not a little bit, though. But emails, though, for the wackest rappers. Your top 10 wackest rappers.
Wiggity, wiggity, whack.
Send them in. Yes, we're going to do another poll. People have been loving these polls, though. I've been sending in emails. We've got a lot more emails, though. People, though, still mad. You know what? Javon needs to come back in here. Javon, come on back in here real quick, man. We need to recrown.
He's doing a drug deal. He'll be
paid in full as a full hood
top
movie,
tier,
though. Top
is
tier.
It's a top tier hood movie.
Top tier hood movie, though. We got to do this, though, because we got so many emails, so many tweets.
A lot of backlash.
Facebook. People are upset that Paid in Full is not a top tier hood movie.
Okay. All right. You know.
Right now.
We got to crunch the numbers.
Javon wanted to be involved with it. He come back in. We may do it after the segment, but look. Paid in Full, you are now a top tier hood movie. Tier one. Tier one hood movie. Hard body. Tier one hood movie. We'll jump in one more topic though. Before we get to break, man robs bank after people think he's invisible.
The fact that my nigga
he paid for it though too.
He went to a wizard. I want to meet who the fuck the wizard is.
He met a wizard though.
He went to a wizard, nigga, and he said the wizard cast a spell on him that made him invisible. Let me read this. Says, unfortunately, for one man in Iran, he does not look Iranian, he made the mistake of trusting a fake sorcerer who convinced him that he was invisible and could rob a bank safely. The man explained to the court that he had paid five million reals.
Which is $290 in 290 pounds.
290 pounds to a wizard.
So basically it's about $320 American dollars.
To a wizard imposter who in return gave him a set of spells to tie to his arm. The fake sorcerer explained to him that the spells would make him invisible and that and that he could then rob banks all he wanted. This is, says the man's ill-fated attempt to rob the bank started to go wrong after he entered the bank and started randomly snatching money from the hands of customers. He thought that shit looked like Fantasia. Yeah. Like shit just start popping out and start dancing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they decided to act quickly and overpower the ill-fated thief. The man told the court, "I made a mistake. I understand now what a big trick was played
he's
on me."
He's like, "I made a mistake. Like it was like he's going to sue them for like malpractice."
No, here's
or, like,
the fucked up part. His mistake is not, "Oh, I tried to rob the bank." His mistake was like, "Damn, I shouldn't have trusted that fucking fake sorcerer in 2013. So I wonder if there's just a whole bunch of sorcerers running around in Iran claiming to be able to do shit for motherfuckers. Because 290 pounds in rules, I mean, think about this. Somebody actually paid a nigga to take. So do you think, you think that nigga looked at him? He's like, "Where'd you go? I can't see you. Hey, where'd you go? I don't see you. I can't find you."
Yeah.
Yeah, the spell's working. Trust me. That's kind of fucked up, man. It's kind of funny because that's brilliant to be able to find somebody that dumb to be able to pay you 290 pounds to act like you're invisible.
Which would be $320-$330 American dollars, though. But what is the currency that he said he was 5 million rillions? What the
reals.
Fuck is
reals.
All right, Javon. Javon's back in here. I'll jump on the mic, Joe Javon. No, we have to re-induct Peyton Full as a full tier one hood movie.
Yeah,
some people are upset, though. No, but you need to be here, though, because people wanted you to be here for it, though.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, you need to be here for the for this and everything, though. Come on in.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Right. Yeah. You need to re-induct. You need to yourself. Because people need to hear you, because I said it was cool, but people are still upset with you, though. People are mad at Javon Bibbs.
Straight up.
Yeah, because yeah. I told him that we were going to re-induct Caden Full. It's going to be 13 movies that are considered tier one hood movies.
Okay.
Tier one hood movies is now, Caden Full is in there. You agree with this now?
I agree. Just because of the backlash that I've received, I'm afraid that somebody is going to really
attack
Twitter.
People are hitting you up on Twitter, though, too, ain't they?
In real life, over this, so yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and agree. I'm gonna just say that Peyton Full is a tier one hood classic. Okay, it's been upgraded. I apologize to the millions of people that haven't heard this yet.
I don't. Right? I don't think it's sincere though.
We're in thousands.
I don't believe Javon.
Doesn't matter if it's sincere.
But you saw about this dude though that paid $320 though for the wizard, right, to be invisible.
Oh, which I mean, what happened?
Some dude paid a man. A wizard imposter on the street.
Okay.
$320 American.
Okay.
290 pounds or 5 million reals.
Rillions. Rillions. Yeah, I'm finna look it up now and see what it is.
RIALS.
Yeah. I'm looking up right now.
To make him invisible so he can rob banks.
I mean, I think that's pretty good. That's a good price.
It's Iranian. Rillions are Iranian.
No, I know that because we said he was in Iran. I'm just saying.
But he only look.
I just was saying. Yeah,
oh,
we like,
did. That throws me all off, though.
Like I saw this nigga down at the hometown. You know, the little homeless. Then we got it on the riverfront. Yeah. Like, he might be the mayor. Because, you know, they got.
So, how did he get that?
I mean, personally, honestly, guy, I think $320 is a good price to pay for invisible spell.
From a fake sorcerer.
I do. I think it's a good price. I'm saying, I don't know if it's true. I'm saying he might have three. I'm saying a real invisible power that he can give me.
No, I think if
it was true.
He tried to rob the bank.
He said what
tipped off people was
he just walked through and started grabbing money,
just taking money out of motherfuckers' hands like they couldn't see him.
Damn, and then he
got tackled.
He said, "Damn right."
Between the invisible power and the Molly, I think those two go together in helping you become invisible.
He definitely looks like you. You ain't even know.
Yeah. Anybody to take a picture like this.
Or he could lie about all this shit, though, and try to get the insanity plea, though, and just get this fucked up picture like this. Like, hey, I've been a wizard 2 weeks ago that made me, though, and just make a whole story, though, for you can get some time off.
But I wonder if this happened in Iran. So I don't know.
No. It didn't happen in Iran. No, he gave him.
Nah, that dude ain't going.
That didn't happen in Iran.
That's a real club.
He used Iran money.
For one man in Iran.
Oh, he did this in Iran. So he's in he's probably U.S. military then.
But I'm saying, I don't know.
No, dog, the military can't wear their hair that long.
No, it's when he probably left and just stayed.
No,
niggas
dude.
Over here guessing this shit.
All right, this nigga there over making
shit about military and shit.
Oh, that nigga said he went AWOL and the army just said fuck it.
And they just missed him like fuck.
Fuck that nigga. That nigga crazy. No, I'm saying that I don't even know if the Iranian laws work that way. Like, I don't know if you can just do like it's the same sort of due process. Like, you can be like, yeah, I was insane. I feel like Iranians like, nigga, we don't give a fuck. It's like, is it this eye for eye, two for two? This Hammurabi code.
But that's why it look crazy. Though, I think up. Though.
Yeah, man.
I don't think they deal with crazy like that, though.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say, dude, it wasn't nothing other than Molly.
They popping Molly's in Iran.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for him.
All right, we're going to get ready to go to our first break. We're getting back with Raw Gnaw. We got an extended Raw Gnaw, though. Gangster stuff, though. Raw Gnaw. This is going to be a good Raw Gnaw for y'all. We'll be back in a minute. Straight look at
the fuck did this? Felix Snow.
Come on.
Grind the night, grind the night. 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 Grind the dice, grind the dice, grind the dice, grind the dice, grind the dice.
Who you know gon' come better than me? Putting in work while them birds still sleep. Call me the best jump man 23. Call the police cause I'm murdering beats. Never mediocre, things always proper. Something like the Kush grinded up with the grabber. Got the game on smash, hit him up with the hammer. Have him all flabbergasted and leave him with a stammer. Out of this world like dearly departed. Open your ears, I'm dropping this knowledge. My buzz stay strong, your buzz never started. My albums are the shit, your career never farted. You thought I left, I wasn't gone, I'm just back again. I was overseas making them millions. From Belgium to Brixton, over to Japan. International paper getting paid in yen.
Grind the dice, grind the dice. 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 Grind the dice, grind the dice.
It's crunch time, my time, baby, I'ma get it. Heat it up, stir the pot, throw some Eve in it. Cook it up, serve them fiends just a little bit. Have them addicted, better believe it. Tell them suckers go hard or go home. No surprise laying claim to the throne. Time's up, kingdom overthrown. Make way or catch a bat to the dome. I could be sweet, but my lyrics stay mean. Body in these hoes, yellow tape at the scene. Is what it is, I'm a lyrical dream. Show some respect and bow down to the queen. I'm sitting pretty, hawk couture culture. But don't doubt me, I'm a purebred hustler. Everything I have, I had to grind to get. Cause wasn't nobody ever giving me shit.
Grind the dice.
With me, I'm the bitch you wanna be. Wait, who? I'm the bitch you wanna be. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you tryna be. Hey, hey, I don't care what bitches say. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you wanna be. Wait, who? I'm the bitch you wanna be. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you tryna be.
That's my rhythm, so don't you try to copy me. Only one misdemeanor means like me you can never be. I'm P-A-I-D, Monopoly.
Boss, that's bossing. Leaders in my closet. This bitch, Miss Elliot, like Hershey, fat and chocolate.
Lamborghini and Porsches. Fucked in all my garages. $1 million, my mortgage, and my hair did. Cause I'm rich, bitch.
Bitch. Hey, hey, I don't care what bitches say. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you wanna be. Wait, who? I'm the bitch you wanna be. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you tryna be. Hey, hey. I don't care what bitches say. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you wanna be. Wait, who? I'm the bitch you wanna be. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you tryna be.
Pause, wait, hold up for a second. Who the new jack with a new swag? I could do this all day. Need a little minute, take a breath, inhale it, let it out. She the shit, well, you don't say. Step up in the room and everybody checking me up, feeling my persona. Hey, hey, I'm the bitch you wanna be. The rest of y'all was bust down the door with a flow so amazing. Everybody wanna know who that made a commitment to bring that fire. He be know that I got her back. We living it up, ain't giving a fuck. Go ahead and run up and watch how we bust. Rather that, 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 that. Don't make me take off on that ass.
Hey, hey, I don't
don't care what bitches say. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you wanna be. Wait, who? I'm the bitch you wanna be. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you tryna be. Hey, hey, I don't care what bitches say. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you wanna be. Wait, who? I'm the bitch you wanna be. None of y'all can fuck with me. I'm the bitch you tryna be. I'm the bitch you wanna be. I'm the bitch you tryna be. I'm the bitch you wanna be.
Welcome back, Stroud, Locaz.
Oh,
back.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Raw, no.
Another segment.
Yeah. People emailed us or tweeted us about the best kept secret Ballers best kept secret album.
Right.
So I looked up some songs
yeah,
for
I
Raw,
mean,
no.
We knew these, though.
Yeah, but people didn't like believe it though. No, papers. People were tweeting me like, man, I ain't believe Jason Kidd came up with a song. No, you really don't.
Okay, nigga.
Here we go. You ain't know what the kid did.
He finna kill y'all too.
This is really Jason Kidd rapping.
Jason Kidd. With the Bay. With Digital Underground.
The Digital Underground?
Yeah, what's the short light skinned dude that's in Digital Underground?
Shaq G?
That's nah. Him. Yeah, nah.
Money B. Money B.
Alright, that's enough.
I wanna get the hook. I want my hook. No, I want my hook. I want my hook. I want my hook.
Hey, this is what Pippin was like. Like,
right,
we
just,
niggas is riding, they
can't even. That's it.
Everybody, the people was like, ain't nobody worried Jason Kidd had a song, no. But the thing is, though, a lot of people don't know. Jason Kidd is 42 years old right now. And he's older than everybody.
He ain't 42.
He's 40. 41, 42 years old, huh?
Nah, he's
40. Like 40. He might be 39, 40.
Yeah, he
he's
the same 40. Age.
He's 40 plus, I guarantee.
Nah, he not plus. He's the same age as Grant Hill. Because they got co rookie of the year. And I think Grant Hill's only 39, 40.
No, Grant Hill came in before him.
No,
Grant
they
Hill
got co
40. Grant Hill, like 41. He's finna be 41.
They got co rookie of the year together.
They got co rookie of the year.
Exactly.
And then Jason so he came out a year early, though.
Right.
So that makes sure that would be 40.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's like
he would be 40 then. Raw and on this, Teddy. Raw and on. We didn't know what the kid did.
Just because it taps into my childhood, that's raw.
Yes. That's I'm going raw too, though. You going raw, though, for this, Javon? This is 93.
This is the first
one. Really
yeah,
like,
you never heard this song
yeah, right.
You never heard this song before, though, Javon?
Yeah, I heard this song before. I heard all the basketball
this,
players.
This
songs.
Corpus Christi days, man.
Yeah. Hey, that Dana Barrow song, though. I'm bringing that back, though. It was so hard when I heard it, though. He was going hard, though. That's not even on here. But.
Dana
Barrow. Dana Barrow song, though. But we got another one, though, from Cedric Ceballos.
Cedric Ceballos. Mr. Blindfold himself.
You got to speed it up, though, because the beginning of it, though. Your late. Boy Ricky Harris in the beginning of the video.
Ricky.
Ricky Harris in the
shout
beginning.
Shout out to
the
comedian
beginning.
Ricky Harris.
Yeah, you got to pull it up because Ricky Harris in the beginning. Yeah, go right there, Rim. Yeah, right there.
Doing a little something here. Hold on.
So many ways.
I don't give a damn who you play for the Lakers. David Stern ain't out here. Let's ball, big boy.
Excuse me.
What's up, big boy? We playing or what?
I ain't out here.
We play for whatever. You the big NBA star.
Okay,
you
know. I'm about to take your heart. You got some pink slip.
Hey, this is so 90s thinking, dog. The black girl.
Oh, my God. Look at
the
pink star. The pink star.
Shit.
With the half shirts on, kicking it.
It's the mad punk kicking rough stuff. Quick duck. Back to funk. Yeah, give a hands in the air, west sides in the place, word up. I got the formula, I'm mixing up the brew, take the to the head.
Uh-oh, she grooving though. You like that, you like that Central Boss name. Then you know, don't lie.
Hey, this
kind of
nice though.
Yeah, Warren G on her too.
Did he just break
this
that
Warren G. Warren G's on her too though. Warren G on this song too.
I know your name is Stevie, don't think about it fool, cause you know you can't see me. 23. The numbers on the tip of your tongue, I got ends, and you can't have none. So slow your roll, do stress in control. Listen, pay attention, and you what you were told as I whoa. All
right, all right. The flow on versus
Give me Jason Kidd's one.
Oh, really? You going with Jason Kidd over the Centuries of Ballads?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jason Kidd.
I think I'm going to have to ride with Sid, man.
Really? I'm going with Jason Kidd, though.
I think I got to ride with Sid.
Because Jason Kidd was more, you know what I'm saying, everybody know what the kid did. Because the kid could be me.
He sounded, his voice was hella light, though, dog. Like, his voice was like hella light.
So what, Jason Kidd?
Yeah, like, he was like, hey, man. Like, you couldn't really, you really couldn't get, you know.
It wasn't no basis.
But that's what I'm saying. That's smooth.
Sid kind of, no, Sid was smooth. Sid had, like, a little pimpish in it, nigga. He has a little G-funk. Like, you know, I could see some hydraulics going up and down to this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, it was cool. It was cool. I think I got to ride with Sid, though.
So you down, well, you down with J-Kid?
I'm damn right. I'm with
J-Kid. What about you, Rim?
Rim, you got to pick one.
Rim, you got to pick
one. Rim, you got to pick one.
You can have Allen Iverson.
Both of them gave you $1 million and said, hey, man, play one of these songs. You're going to get $1 million for playing.
Jason Kidd. Oh! Okay. Oh,
everybody
want to
know what the kid did.
Man.
Everybody want to know what the kid did.
Come on,
did.
Man.
He sounds like real uncomfortable.
So does Jason Kidd. Jason
Kidd was more so smooth. He knew what he was doing. He was just for the ladies. And their voice.
Was for the ladies.
Dang, right.
I think it sounded like he was rapping inside of a McDonald's bag. Like, that shit was hella light.
All right, next one, we got Jamil Mason featuring Nine Era, This Life.
Yeah.
Who's Jamil Mason play for?
It's life, man. It's life, man.
No, this, I don't think this is...
I don't think he need a basketball player. He regular.
Jamil Mason. No, this is... We done with the basketball players. This is good song. This actually submitted. Look,
as life is taking its course, a man, a word in my boss. These women say that they love me, but love me what really for? I show them like no remorse. At times ignoring they calls, I'm wilding up in the party and curving up with my boys. But fuck it, she trying to dance. Her body got me in trance. These niggas is hating on me, but that ain't stopping the plan. These bitches know I'm the man. They happy to get a glance of me and my homies balling and getting money at hand. Bottom popping with the crew and I stay with a couple goons. And I'm telling you, keep your cool, cause they jump at the slightest move. I swear I'm telling the truth. What the hell is you trying to prove? Come in poly with me, shorty, I'll put you on something new. That's right, one life to live. Gotta stay on the mission. Always been headstrong. Mama said that I never listen. Got this liquor in my system. Out here bugging and tripping. I'm out living my life. You see it all in my symptoms.
In this life, the life that I
All right, Rim. What y'all think? What you think? What you got on this 10?
Went bad, man.
I think this is raw.
I can dig it.
This is raw. Like this is raw to me though. I like this. I would really roll to this though.
Yeah, he was nice, man.
What you got on Javon?
I'm gonna give him a. I give him a cool.
Are you going to or?
Yeah, I give him or.
Or what about you, Rim?
Really?
Hey, Rim.
Why not? No. I want to know why you say or, Rim.
It's cool. You know, it sounds like everybody else do. You know.
I'm a Rim. It went right. Go ahead, Rim. I'll let you say it.
It wasn't whack. It was average.
It was equal.
Yeah.
It was cool. Maybe because my standards are so low for Raw now that Maybe I raw notes because this was submitted.
This was submitted to us
though. So somebody sent this to us to say, hey, check this out. So maybe my standards for raw notes are so low.
No, I mean I think it was legitimate. I mean I feel like dude.
I don't think it wasn't bad. Like I'm saying,
but it was
it wasn't the best. I think for real.
What's the best raw note we had?
I think dude probably can rhyme or whatever. I mean it just sounded like.
Everything else.
But he was dumbed down for that song.
Maybe. I want to hear some more. I mean, I would like to hear some more from him, for real.
We'd have to compare.
I'm going to check him out. But okay. I mean, he's talented. But I'm just saying, this song in particular, this is my first song from him. I want to hear some lyrical shit. That's just me, though.
So. Okay. All right. Next one is coming up. Keith Sweat, McDonald's commercial.
It's a new one.
He rapping?
Don't worry about it. This is McDonald's commercial.
Oh, don't set me up like that.
McDonald's chicken, McDonald's. You know that you're the one I want.
We done.
All right.
Javon, we going with you first. No, we going Javon first. We going Javon first.
Mmm. Chicken show me good.
Wait. Is that the rating? Give me the rating. What's the rating again?
Hell no. No, dog. This is,
give us a little bit more though.
Real.
No, don't do that.
I want to hear the
black people all around the world are affected.
You can slow dance to this, dog.
You can't really sing about chicken.
You gonna see a nigga, you grinding. Oh, done, you over here.
You can't tell me you can't dance, slow dance.
No, you can definitely grind to the Big Mac portion. This is ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. So here's the thing. Did McDonald's ask him to do this?
Yes. They paid him for this.
Did he make the song hoping that McDonald's would pick it up?
I think that was it.
Brother, what you mind?
You going with the back way?
He was like, this other bullshit that's been out here.
Because McDonald's, even them, I don't think they gonna think of no shit.
Production behind this. Let me present. Niggas just kind of a cappella usually. This nigga said, yo, that nigga went and got Timbaland.
And he had the auto-tune in the background, too.
He was harmonizing with himself. That nigga said, honey,
mustard.
Yeah, this nigga was definitely...
So this I know Rim going raw on this.
Hell no. Oh, nigga, come on.
So everybody going
raw? I'm going raw. But you know what? This is gonna be very sentimental to me. So every time I have McDonald's,
you gonna put that
play
on
this first. I'm gonna light some candles.
It's only a minute and 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna play this first. I'm gonna light some candles and I'm gonna eat this shit with my shirt off.
There you go. Hey, we got another one though. What's the next one we got, Rim? No, we got two more. We should have two more. A Hustle featuring Zed Bucks. That it wasn't a YouTube joint. That's why it didn't pop up.
Up one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got Lattimore's got a new joint.
Oh no, that's my nigga.
Yeah, he got a new joint.
I didn't get that alert.
Tef Post comment under is even funnier. If we got to read Tef Post comment up under the new track, because Tef Post saw his new track.
Can we go ahead and cut it now? Oh. Okay. I just wanted to see if I could cut it.
Every city that I touch, I'm getting booked.
Okay.
I ain't moving if it don't consist of getting booked. Lot of freaky girls in my room trying to
books.
Think I
tell you what,
Milwaukee,
my favorite team of walking books.
Every city that I touch, I'm getting
books.
I ain't moving if it don't consist of
Milwaukee books.
Lot of freaky girls in my room trying to
books.
You had to give him a curse right there.
All this damn cash, need a bank truck. Shawty sent me cashing out, now she trying to fuck.
What you get?
Brand new chain, brand new ring.
Can I? No. Who is the other nigga? I want to be the nigga that they pay to like jump in on the ad libs and like ask questions and say shit.
Hey, he's
like,
Shawty trying for real. For real, dude. Quit playing. Who submitted this, man?
Then we
for
got
real.
An email submitted to us, man.
Well, what you
hey, quit
get?
Playing. Quit playing, man.
Well, what you get?
He's got an email submitted.
Hey, I'm with Rim. This might be the worst because
you think
they were
saying
nowhere
the worst.
Near. Not
you think it's
not
worse than
even
Bangs?
Close.
It's on that level.
It's not
for the simple
close.
Fact that these guys might seem like they
Bangs
got a little
didn't
sense.
Even see that serious though. He ain't spend that much money though. They spent a full budget.
They were that's dead the serious.
They spent a full budget. That's a crystal clear video.
You like this song?
Not at all. You like it though? I guess though.
You don't like Buck? Come on.
No.
What? What? No, Derek. I want to be the ad lib guy. I want to ask questions. He was like, that nigga said, yeah.
The worst one.
Hey, for real. Hoes. If I see them niggas right now, fuck. I would clothesline both of them niggas, man, for no reason, right now.
Let's get a little bit more though, Rim. I just want to hear a little bit more.
Okay. Been doing this, bro. Money ain't a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
With the squad, we at your damn
what
ring.
You doing?
Get too close. You gonna hear that thing go bang.
I'm scared.
Ice around my neck, equivalent to cocaine.
What?
All up in the
snorting.
Stay up at the dope.
Where my car?
I love my nigga.
All right, bro, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, man, I feel retarded. Right. Listen to this shit. Y'all niggas done made me retarded.
One more on Raw Nardo. We got Lattimore's new track. Oh, man, I missed it. I didn't put the link in there. That's the track, though. If you just copy that, Lattimore's new track called Special Love.
please, Lord, please let him still have his ponytail.
No,
please,
oh, no, he upgraded his video, though. It looks top-notch production, though. He's still singing the same, but the production is top-notch. If you go down, Special Love.
sure special love and not special couples.
Nah, special love.
Time out. Oh, this old dude?
Yeah, yes. He got new track. No. Go to his page. Lattimore. Go to his page.
Down one.
Yeah, go to his. Yeah. Yep, it's on there.
Come on, man.
Go to uploads.
You talking about the nigga who was fucking in his video?
No, not
no,
him.
No, not
the
him.
The dude that was having sex in the shower.
Not Jay, whatever that nigga
go up.
Name
scroll
was.
Up. No, go to uploads. Click on the up left corner. Uploads. Yep. New track right there. Boom. That's it.
Now we had the nigga that was getting hype in the shower.
This is special love. Lattimore. Y'all heard him before though. Having sex in the shower.
No, making love in the water. Water.
Oh, he the back. Ponytail.
Yes, he back.
Booty tang, nigga.
I said, look at his production. I said, his production up. Look at his production. Ponytail's still there, though.
That's all that matters to me. You gotta stay original. Hey, he hit the fuck out of that note, nigga. Hey, nigga. Hey, I can't pause it. Hey, nigga, this shit sound like it need to be on the soundtrack for Boomerang, nigga.
Hey, Ram, real fast, man. Just go back to that note, please. One time.
Hey, get the fuck out of that.
Chill
note,
out,
nigga.
Y'all. For real, chill out. All right,
I'm
gonna
let you have it.
Hey, Ram. Hey, Ram, stop it, stop
run it. Back, run it back.
Run it back one more time. One more time.
Can we open up the show like this? Please, don't.
Hey, what point does the what point does it actually start at? We need to find that.
No, it starts. Hey, it comes up though. Oh my God.
That shit sound like what 60-year-olds step to. Like we did
raw.
No step in competition.
Raw. Raw. Raw.
Hit the note.
Raw. Hit. Hold on. We can't do it. This nigga wanted to hit the note. This nigga wanted to hit the note.
How much did he train himself? I'm going to hit this note on the studio.
He grabbed his nuts when he did it.
That nigga had to pull his ponytail. His own ponytail. That nigga.
Hey,
that the beat though, hey, the production.
Ram was like, "Yeah, okay, I hear the piano." The nigga,
Ram,
hey,
Ram.
And you know how you
Ram.
Know he was serious?
Ram,
you know
one more time.
That note, they point to
Ram.
The sky.
Go back to that moment, one more time, though. Flat out. All right. Cut it off. Damn, that nigga really was like, "This it right here."
Hey, he got himself together for that too. Like, you know, I'm gonna get myself together for this one.
That one of the ones you gotta count in your own head. Like one, two, three, four.
Hit it, Rim. No. Do that again. He counted in his head though.
One, two, three, four.
He counted in his head. Three,
four, four. One, two, three.
How long did he keep this note?
Don't matter.
12 seconds.
Dude. Oh, nigga, he killing the game, dog.
We gonna get ready to go to our next break, and we will be back. Straight out of low cash.
Bye.
Straight
out of low
kitchen. kitchen whipping, we flipping.
Hey yo, I know you like it, I'm winning. Call me the lioness, I'm killing, killing competition. I'm the one that you've been waiting on, so thrilling. You should get a taste of this, so filling. I'm in the kitchen with the gumbo. Got balls, yeah, dumb flow. A dressed up is like a force one. I got a life, huh? You should have bought one.
Mama in the kitchen, uh-huh. Mama in the kitchen, yeah. My mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping.
Come on.
Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, yeah. My mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping. Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping.
Come on.
Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping.
Mega, mega star status beyond this galaxy. You want a glimpse of my reality? Yeah, I'm fresh about the kitchen. Now pay attention, what the world been missing. Yo, they say I'm the antidote, better yet the cure. Feel the potency, cause the product is pure. Running, running through your veins, guaranteed you get addicted. Constantly craving this audio prescription, cause
mama in the kitchen, uh-huh. Mama in the kitchen, yeah. My mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping.
Come on.
Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, yeah. My mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping. Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping. Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping.
Hey yo, I know you like it, I'm it. You might be in the building, but I built this shit. You just a visitor, I picked it out brick by brick. Call me the architect of your future, now that's sick, huh? You said you ain't see me often. Well, most of my currency is foreign. And I stay up on the plane. Really don't matter, you can never ever touch my lane, cause
mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping. Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping. Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping. Mama in the kitchen, mama in the kitchen, my mama in the kitchen, whipping, we flipping.
She don't fuck with the buyers, all she know is suppliers. How to wash the drug money, hide it under the dryers. Oh, she bad, bad, so fly, she jet lag. Eve, let him go, we both know that the best lasts.
Yeah.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
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 Right, I'm better than them. EVE the cataclysm. Blow them out the fucking water. Kill them dead. Call it slaughter. Ain't my fault. I had it built up. Had to get it out my system. Now I'm back. Forget about the mother chicks, man. You won't miss them. Yeah, EVE hungry like a lion. I ain't never easy, never scared. Why you trying? Your gimmick make me sicky. What you selling? I ain't buying. Man, I live up at the top, so you keep climbing. No, they can never catch her. Me, I'm the chick that keep them under pressure. And every nigga smell her, want sex her. They say they want protect her, but really, they just one kiss and caress her. Now sit your ass down, cause class is now in session. They like,
oh, she baba.
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 Rolling papers and rolling swishers. Getting high as a light fisher. In the club with a bag of money. Getting back in from my white stripper. Watch cold as an igloo. Chain cold as an icicle. You might think I'm ballin' out, but this how I live my life, nigga. You say that's your wife, not tonight, nigga. I'm gon' spend the night with her, stick this pipe to her. When she leaves, she say my name. Juicy J, he did his thing. I'm leaving with her best friend. She know what's up, we trippy, man. She wanna hustler on this job, not you foo-foo niggas. She wanna hustler on this job, I got boo-boo figures. All across the nation, take your chick on vacation. I'm getting done while I'm in a foreign race.
Ba 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 ba, she ba ba, oh, oh, she ba ba.
Welcome back, Stroud, Lil Cash. We are back. We are
back.
All right, man. So, man, Malcolm X's son dies in Tijuana, Mexico, man.
Dude, he was beaten to death.
And pushed off the top of a building.
No way.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. They beat him up and then pushed him over top of a building.
You ain't just add that part on there, did you?
No, I did not just add that on there.
That's crazy.
Like, they beat his ass and then pushed him on top, and he was still alive and was laying there. People was just riding by and, like, driving, like, oh, dang, this dude over there laid up.
Is it that normal over there in Mexico for shit like that to go down?
I mean, we just talked about that shit. That lady getting her head cut off.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah,
man, I showed Roy that shit, man. He was like, he think that's real, though.
It is real.
You were saying you didn't think it was real. Who said anyone think it was real last week?
No. What I thought wasn't real was the other one that Javon told us about with the ice pick.
Oh,
but that turned out to be real, too.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
And the dude, so the dude was a gay porn star from Canada.
Explain to everybody before they don't know what we're talking about.
Though. Okay, so basically, there's this video called...
Lunatic with one, Ice
yeah,
Pick.
Yeah, One Lunatic, One Ice Pick. And basically, it's this guy that's fully clothed, got a mask on. He ends up, he cuts up this foreign exchange student.
A person who was alive.
Right. He cuts him up, and like, I mean, it's torture. He slits his throat, he stabs him in the stomach, he cuts his leg off. And then, you know, when he cuts his head off, he eats it. He begins to chew on this dude's face. And then after that, he turns him over and gives him a little bit of the anal. So, needless to say, it's a really gruesome and fucked up situation.
You saw it or you just read about it?
They pulled it down. Like, it's not even up
anymore.
You can't even find it anymore. But they show pictures and stuff like that. So the guy they indicted was a guy, I forget his name. Lance, I think, or something like that. But he's a gay Canadian porn star. Like, he's been trying to
was
get attention for a while.
I'm
pretty sure he was gay.
They said he was a gay. What'd you say?
I'm pretty sure he was gay. Yeah. I'm sure he was gay.
Yeah. So
was he high on something, they said, or?
I don't even know if I decided to even allow myself to read
research that.
After I saw he was a gay Canadian porn star, I was like, okay, that's all I needed to know.
He's in jail now, right?
Yeah, they got him.
But yeah, but with the situation, but this grandson that died is the one that killed Betty Shabazz, though, too. You know that, right?
You said what?
This is the same grandson that killed Betty Shabazz, though.
Malcolm X was the grandmother?
His grandma, Malcolm X's wife. He's the one that killed her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, he burned up the house, though. She died in a burning house or whatever. Yeah. When he was like 13 or 14. It's the same grandson.
What year was that? That was like, by what?
94, 95?
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it was in the 90s.
Like 95. I think it's like 95, to be exact. Maybe like 95, I think, somewhere around there. But so, you know, rest in peace to him, man. That's pretty crazy, though. They said he's trying to get his life back right and everything and do a whole bunch of different stuff.
He was down there for some type of activism.
Yeah, activist stuff, yeah. But you know the whole situation, though. He went to a club, has a couple of drinks, had some chicks with him, and then the dude tried to charge them $10,000 for, like some regular shit.
Uh-huh.
And they got into it with the club owner. And that's how he ended up throwing off the building.
So, wait, he got into it with a club owner?
Over, like, payment.
10 grand. You sure won them 10 pesos?
They said 10,000 American dollars.
Damn.
For like some, for just hanging out with some chicks, drank and kicking it. It wasn't even nothing serious, they said. He wasn't there like long. So I don't know if he's making bands make him dance or something. I don't know.
That's sad, man. That's a real sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it's real sad.
To lose your life for kicking it with some chicks and popping bottles.
He probably
had some community pretzels.
Had an El Negro Modelo.
Dude,
or Pacifico. Or Corona.
Or Dorito.
Dorito soda.
Yeah, well, man, RIP to him. But, man, let's get a couple more times before we get out of here. Charles Ramsey, man, they keep on coming up in his past, man, trying to, because he beat up on a couple of women back in, like, 2002.
I don't think it was a couple women. He said
it was more than a couple.
No, I don't think it was even
a couple. It was just one woman, right?
Hey, he had an incident. He said it himself. He said, man, I made a mistake. He said it was stupid. He said, you know. But this is like right back. That was like 2003. It's 2003.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
That's 10 years ago. And, you know, let's put it like this, man. We not even talking about that situation. If this situation happened, it happened. This man saved some women lives. You know what I'm saying? These women could have still been in there locked up, getting tortured, punched in the stomach. You know, stuff like that was going on.
Rape more.
And this man saved them. Get this man his credit. Forget all the other stuff. Not saying forget all of it, but recognize what's going on right now. You know, it's like somebody do something good. But you was like, but he used to be a Crip back in the day. Oh, and it don't really matter at this point.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, have you heard about this, though? The neighbor, Charles Ramsey neighbor, is trying to take credit for the...
Right, saying he was the one that that hooked him up and was the one that was like, man, I was the one that saved him for real.
Right, Charles Ramsey said, no, he's lying. He said, when I told him to help me kick the door in, he was across the street. He had ran across the street.
He was scared. But Charles Ramsey seemed like he is a goon, though, don't he? Like, or he used to be a goon back in the day?
It seemed like he type of old dude who be like, look, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, he's the type of old guy he looks like.
And he was on... You little motherfucking Thundercat.
Right.
He looked like he came from the same breed or cut out the same pot as that one dude. Who was it that showed me the worst cry ever? Was that you, Juwan?
Oh, it's
about him.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's hella funny, dog. It's hella funny. Y'all know he used to be an old boxer?
Yeah.
And you see when he caught up? Did you see when that dude, little Thundercat, tried to talk to him out in front of that grocery? In front of that grocery store. And the dude was talking shit, and he said, look, nah, Jack, you got one more time.
Was that the dude from City High?
And the dude ran up, and he two-pieced him and knocked him out clean.
Right on the spot?
Right on the spot.
On television?
And he had a red suit on.
On television?
Yeah, it's on video. It's on YouTube.
Was this the dude from City High?
Nah.
I've seen that. That's the one I've seen, though, too, though. The one from City High, that'd be super drunk.
The one we saw was the, right, he was a boss. I forgot his name, but yeah, that crowd was just terrible.
They said it
sounds weird. He was like, "Dad, the thing is, you know, I still love you."
Dang.
It was the Paul. He said,
"Yeah, they cry sounds so terrible."
It's like when.
Yeah, man.
Man, y'all heard about the dude Titus Young, man, that was breaking into cribs, right? But he in the NFL making money.
No way, I ain't heard about that.
Yeah, Titus Young, 23, was arrested Friday in California for the third time in a week for allegedly breaking into a home.
What?
He has been charged with attempted burglary, assaulting a police officer, and resisting arrest for an incident Friday. Less than a week earlier, Young was arrested in Riverside County on suspicion of driving under influence and arrested again the same day for allegedly trying to take his car from a tow yard. So they saying he's crazy. His family saying he's
breaking people's houses. Man, you do not want a convict that's currently actively running and in shape. You know what I'm saying? This dude is in the NFL.
But they saying this guy may have mental issues and everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I heard he had the car he was trying to get back was a Mustang.
Yeah, it was a Mustang.
I mean, dude, you in the NFL, buy another one. Or pay you the bills on this one. So you don't have to buy another one. Like, why are you breaking into the tow yard? You damn fool.
He said he need to get his cell phone out of his car. That's what he said he went back to the tow yard to get it. He need to get his cell phone out the car.
Well, sir, I'm sure you'll get it after you go to court and, you know. Yeah, he got some incriminating. Yeah, he definitely got some incriminating evidence.
But the thing that's crazy, interesting about they trying to blame it on NFL, though.
By
you know
what?
Well, you know those concussions. They saying he ain't been the same since he had a brain compressed in the front of his skull in 2011 during his rookie season. So you know it's been the main thing is they've been trying to sue the NFL players, trying to sue the NFL for concussions and stuff.
They do need to have some sort of coverage though.
So yeah, this is just one of them.
Just like Javon, what's his name? The guy who killed his girlfriend.
Javon Belcher.
Yeah, Javon. They're trying to say that he said that he was complaining about migraines and stuff like that beforehand, but. I'm like, if that was a, if that is the case, think about this though. I do believe that they hit a lot harder now, but back in the day they didn't have as much protection.
Right, but they were saying, like, do you see they? I feel like they did a documentary on that on ESPN to talk about how many people actually started having problems after they left the NFL. Even back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, they had a, yeah, like they talking about like with leg problems and yeah, stuff like that. That one dude had that big
I'm talking about mental.
No, even mental problems.
Yeah, but like, one dude had like that big old leg, like this big, that was like super swole up and he could barely walk. You see that dude? Mm-hmm. I think he was under his leg was like humongous.
From the NFL?
Yeah, from the NFL.
Yeah, and the NFL didn't cover it. They're just saying the NFL is just kind of shady. They know that that they can come up with some sort of concussion coverage or some shit like that, but it's not, they're not trying to do it because, you know, it's just more money. You know, but they saying that a lot of players are just, I mean, what, did they say the same shit with Junior Seau? You know what I'm saying?
It's if you just go to it's for the one about the teacher that was holding Fight Club on the buses.
That's crazy. What?
yeah. The teacher was holding Fight Club. She was having bets and everything going on, having have some kids with Fight Club going on.
Beat the ass.
But remember before though we had a lady setting up with the nursery kids. Remember that? Or like it was like the little preschool kids though had them.
It was more than one teacher though.
Yeah, they had them set up and everything. Like we finna, you know, go in and had them fight each other. Like man, like what kind of my thing is has this always been going on, dude? Stuff like this been going on, and we
I
just
feel
didn't
like
know.
It has, dog. Like,
it's just that like we it know has, it now dog. Though because people got cameras and stuff like that.
Yep.
She's tired of hearing them arguing stuff, man. Please.
Well, if I can't beat your ass, I'm going to have another kid beat your ass.
Scroll down a little bit. Yeah, there it is right there.
Situations.
We don't have Rent Play part of this story for us, and then we'll comment on, and then we got one more, and then we out of this week, boys.
Cool. And man, what is that?
What?
Was that LeBron James and D.Wade Wade?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
What is that? Is that a photo shoot? Hey, man, come on, dog.
In Florida this morning, there is an uproar over this fight right here between two teenage girls caught on camera.
And here's why. A school bus driver is under arrest and charged with child abuse for allegedly arranging this fight. ABC's John Shrippen is here with the details.
Hey, Bianca Dan, good morning. Imagine sending your kids to school only to have the bus driver encourage fighting. And then authorities say she told the students, get this, what happens on the bus stays on the bus. But when just about every child has a cell phone these days, parents and local sheriff's office soon saw the whole thing.
Some might say schoolyard fights are just part of growing up. But this is no schoolyard. Authorities say it's actually the school bus driver's front yard. This morning, that driver, 29-year-old Patrice Sanders, is in jail because authorities say she's the one who set this fight up.
Come on, girl. What are you thinking? How in the world could you allow and promote and encourage children to fight?
That's a police
the brawl was
talking,
captured
y'all.
On video by another student.
That wasn't us.
Kids effect. Rush off the bus to watch the two girls, ages 13 and 16, punching, kicking, and pulling each other's hair. Watch as one of the girls throws the other into a barbecue grill. Authorities in Florida say it all started Thursday on the ride home from school when Sanders saw the two girls arguing in the back of the bus. The driver allegedly telling the girls, this is going to be handled today. They need to fight.
The 13-year-old telling them, I don't want to fight.
Sanders allegedly skipped the rest of the stops, driving 20 miles straight to her house and ordered all 34 students off the bus, even offering the two scrapping girls Vaseline or baby oil so they wouldn't get their faces scratched. The sheriff's office says once the bus got going again, the two girls began fighting again. Instead of putting a stop to it, Sanders allegedly pulled over to referee round number two.
As a school.
Dude, it said she pulled the whole bus over with all the students on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Pulled
missed,
them out.
She said, it said she missed all them stops and took the kids to her spot. Y'all from the fight. I mean, you know, I'm going to say it like this. Them kids bad as hell. But you got to draw the line of being adults sometimes. But I ain't going to lie, I would probably I don't know. Maybe if I was her neighbor, I would have came out and looked at it all.
You would have, and it's like, dang, they over there fighting.
Yeah, yeah, they straight banging.
Like, hey, but hold on. First of all, how's a 16 and a 13 year on the same bus, though? But you usually 14 is a freshman, right?
There could be some 13-year-old. It's 13-year-old freshman.
Yeah, okay. I was saying that maybe the 16-year-old was stupid.
Nah, it's
still in the 8th grade.
Nah, I hope not.
Okay, they was all high school.
Yeah.
That would be funny, though, if that was true, though. But nah, what you got on the tip?
I mean, honestly, dude, I don't... That's shameful, dog. It's just... What's funny is when you... Like, when... You read it, and you heard it. What was your immediate thought? Like, was this a white group or was this a black group?
School bus fight, black people.
Okay, all right. Vaseline, baby oil,
skipping black stops, people
fighting in the front yard.
Black people
with 36 other kids to watch.
Micro braids.
that's pretty much the conclusion I came with, and I was hoping that it wasn't, but. Yet again, my intuition has not failed me. It's just a sad case of affairs, dog. It's like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Then on top of that, she was trying to figure out how she got caught. How the fuck they find me? Well, they had 34 niggas out there, right, with cameras watching. Like, the neighborhood wasn't going to try to figure out why there was a fleet of motherfuckers sitting on your front yard.
But what I don't understand like is the million man march. You ain't going to keep nothing a secret now. Everybody got their own personal paparazzi on them, their phone. You ain't going to be able to keep nothing no secret. Don't say nothing. Whatever happens on this bus, stay on this bus.
And look, if she's a Gio, she'd have clicked at everybody's phone.
Well, bitch, you fired. So, yeah.
And you're finna get a charge.
Uh-huh.
Glad that was worth it.
I know she probably wish she had one of the men in black things. Them little red laser they click in front of your face and make you forget everything.
the little
men in black, what was the thing?
The little mesmerizer or whatever the fuck, the hypnotizer?
Yeah, the little, y'all. I don't know what it's called.
Our last topic, and one that's more serious, is that New Orleans Mother's Day shootings that went down Mother's Day weekend. Crazy,
they didn't really make a big fuss on that.
That's why we wanted to bring it up, man.
Of course not. Why would they do that?
Nobody died, though, right?
Nah.
No, nobody died, but it was 25 people shot.
Are you sure?
Or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think nobody died.
I thought two people died.
Not that I heard of.
I think 25 people were shot, though.
That's a lot of motherfuckers. For one person?
Yeah, some dude just started dumping. He just started dumping.
Did he have a fucking... Like, semi, like...
Yeah, he had like an AK or something.
That's crazy. And nobody died?
Nobody died.
Hey, Laura was on the premises that day.
Like, his Mother's Day.
That day.
Yeah, but this is... Why is it not on the news like that, though? You know, is there something wrong with New Orleans where people don't really give a fuck about New Orleans as much anymore? Is that why we didn't get it like Sandy Hook and any of those ever different shootings?
Say it again. What's the question?
Is it a racial thing or is it a New Orleans thing or why is it that people aren't talking about this the same way they did with Sandy Hook?
I mean,
you know, things like that.
Honest opinion? I feel like it's racial.
And New Orleans too? It being New Orleans? And New Orleans considered being more black?
Yeah, I mean, they knew it was a black shooting. I mean, after just looking at the video, then nobody died. I mean, had this happened in any other place and nobody had died, but it had been in like a white area on Mother's Day, there's no way that you're gonna. That would have been called the Mother's Day Massacre. Yeah. That shit would have been all over the fucking place, man.
No, that's real.
But I think it's just an expectation of highly populated black or highly, highly populated areas of black folks. You know what I'm saying?
Like Chicago.
Say like Chicago, exactly. Same shit. What about you, Javon? What you got on it?
On the whole,
is it a conspiracy thing or is it just a thing where people don't give a fuck? You know,
I just think that I don't know. Maybe because nobody was killed. Maybe that, I don't know. I really don't know. I think it need to have some sort of like shine on it. But I mean, we see so much negative shit on the news every day. I say, man, put some Yo Gabba Gabba on or something. I don't want to see nothing all negative all the damn time. Cause it's like, you know, just some crazy stuff happening. But yeah, I mean, I think they maybe could shed a little more light on it. But other than that, nah. I mean, I'm not really. I ain't going to say I ain't tripping off of it because I definitely hope the people that was injured are much better. But I don't
know. You think we're just getting overkill in all these different massacres and stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that we have to kind of look at too, though. But I do think that people do need to, you know, be aware of this, situations like this, though, going forward. We're going to get ready to get on out of here. Another edition, Stroud, Low Cash. And anything you got going on coming up, Javon?
Man, I actually got selected to showcase for Comic View, BT Comic
View. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that on the next show, man. We'll talk about that a little bit more, man. Yeah, congratulations on that, brother.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Teddy, anything coming up?
Nah, man, it's chill mode for me.
Rim, you got anything coming up?
Nah.
Rim ain't got nothing either coming up. Keep hitting us up at straightolc@gmail.com. Twitter at straightolc. And also, hit us up on our voicemails. We appreciate all the voicemails and things anyone sends us. Hit us up at 206-339-0966. And Stroud, Low Cash Facebook fan page. And what's your Twitter name again for everybody, Javon?
My Twitter is J-O-V as in Victor, A-N-B-I-B-B-S. That's Javon
Bibbs. What's yours, Teddy?
60-second marathon, 60-SECMARATHON.
And yours again, Rim?
DJ Reminis 10.
And mine is Dig Game, D-I-G-G-A-M-E. And we'll see y'all next week on Stroud Low Cash.
Straight out of Low Cash.